Hare Krishna. Baladev Prabhu, how many parties of brahmacharis this year? What was the total book distribution?
The congregation devotees are still bringing the books back. So this Sunday we'll get a definite figure, but it is more than 1,10,000 books this year. And in the Brahmachari Ashram, total book distribution by all the Brahmacharis is 23,000 books.
Amazing. I did not know about this wonderful celebration, and there was already other commitments I had at the same time. So I'm sorry I had to be there. Quality is more important than quantity. So within 2-3 minutes, I will share the quality of my profound appreciation to all of you. Thank you very much. And sitting back there for some time earlier, I was hearing about the great joy of surrendering to this beautiful service of book distribution. As we know, it's the 50th year that Srila Prabhupada brought his books, Srimad Bhagavatam, on the Jaladuta to the West. Yesterday, in beautiful drama, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, appeared to us through His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And He spoke with such compassion and such depth of wisdom that the greatest problem in the world is a lack of Krishna consciousness. And the only true solution is Krishna consciousness. This was the instruction He gave Srila Prabhupada in 1922 at their first meeting. Take this message of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, to the whole world in the English language. And some years later, at Sri Radha Kund, it was depicted in the drama yesterday, where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Srila Prabhupada very much the key of how to fulfill that purpose. If you ever get money, he said, publish and distribute books. And Prabhupada took that message very seriously. And when he was living in Vrindavan, he was preparing himself for his journey to the West to fulfill the order of his guru. How did he prepare himself? By translating Srimad Bhagavatam into English, writing purports according to the great acharyas. And it took him many years to do that. He literally had to beg people to help him publish it because he had no funds. He was the fundraiser. He was the writer, translator, purports. He was the editor. He had to buy the paper. He had to negotiate with the printer, take loans. He put his whole life on the line of publishing these books, because that was his guru's instruction. The basis of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world is to publish and distribute books. And just last month, I was in Kochi, in Kerala, and I was with some special guests from America. Shyam Sundar and I were taking them to, we went to Srirangam and Madurai, and we went to Kochi. And just a few minutes walk from where we were was the very dock that Srila Prabhupada in 1965, 50 years ago, celebrated Janmashtami, his Vyas Puja at that dock, the Jaladutta, stayed there for some days. And that was the place that the Srimad Bhagavatam was brought from Delhi. It was shipped, I guess, by train from Delhi to Kochi. And Prabhupada was just waiting for those books to be put on the Jaladutta. And from Kochi, he went into the Arabian Sea. And in the Arabian Sea is where those heart attacks, seasickness took place. And when he was in such a deep state of helplessness from a perspective of his health, Krishna appeared to him with the various incarnations to show him that he was taking charge of the boat. And this was in that beautiful drama of Radha Gopinath Prabhu yesterday. And when that manifested, that dream where Krishna revealed to Prabhupada that he and his various incarnations were with him on the boat to take him across, I was thinking that Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna in all the various principal incarnations. The most beautiful authoritative explanation of all these different avatars are in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Parasaram, Ramchandra, Balaram, Buddha, Kalki, it's all described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in one sense, Krishna appeared as Krishna and all the avatars to be on the boat with Prabhupada. And in another sense, Krishna was in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna was there on the boat with him, with all the avatars. And together, Srila Prabhupada, his guru's instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam, came to the West and to the world. It is a very intimate, loving service, book distribution, to feel the joy and the happiness of pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would always tell us, I have no qualification except I'm trying to fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj. And each and every one of you, we have that opportunity to fulfill the desire of our Guru Maharaj, whose only desire is to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, whose only desire is to fulfill the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I can tell you very honestly, both internally as well as from the perspective of ISKCON as a society and from the internal understanding of getting Prabhupada and Radha Gopinath's blessings in each of our lives and in our family, that so much of the grace and the blessings and even the credibility of everything we do is built on the foundation of your book distribution. I congratulate you and I thank you. Hare Krishna. On Srila Prabhupada's behalf, my deepest love and gratitude to each and every one of you. Hare Krishna.